This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Memorial Day edition of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. My name is Scott Hillen. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here.
Hello.
Hello, Todd. And, of course, we have Manny and Matt.
Hello.
Keeping us on schedule. Hello. Welcome. You know, a lot of people are enjoying a day off today. They're enjoying a holiday today. They're planning to maybe mow the lawn, and they took a nap on Sunday because they have the extra day, right? Or they're getting stuff done around the house. Summer about to bloom. But really, today is not for any of that. It's not for a day off on the calendar, for the banks to close, or anything else. It is for us to honor those who died serving us, defending us, standing up for the greatest country on the face of the earth. I spent the better part of my time on this earth thinking Memorial Day was... when I was younger, it meant the lake, right? Yeah, kicking off the lake, getting her going. You know, it was always a little chilly in the water, but you'd give it a shot. And then, later years, it was, you put some flags up at the cemetery for people who have died, right? Memorial Day, we're going to remember people. And it is amazing to me, if you look at a little bit of the history here and everything else, there's a lot of people think today is a day to honor veterans. In my mind, every day is a day to honor veterans, and I hope we do our part here on this radio program without question. But Veterans Day is when we honor all veterans. Today is the day that we honor those who died serving their country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. And while those who died are also remembered, Veterans Day is the day set aside to thank and honor all veterans, right? So we do both on Veterans Day. Anybody that served honorably in the military, wartime, peacetime, Veterans Day really intended to thank the vets that are living for their service. So that's a little bit different than Memorial Day. Very simply, today is a day to remember and honor military personnel who died in the service of their country, gave their life for that flag. And we're going to talk with some folks that represent us today and how they plan to do that. Because if you can't make it to a service, that's the one nice thing about electing someone. They do that for us. They go represent us. I hope everybody does. I have attended a few Memorial Day masses in my day, and they're always beautiful. Very well done. So if you find one, that's great. If you find a Memorial Day service at a cemetery, do that. We'll try. In fact, we'll welcome anybody to call in today and tell us about those. In just a minute or so, Senator Heidi Heitkamp is going to join us. Tell us what she has planned for today. As well as Congressman Kevin Cramer and Senator John Holman. They'll all check in and talk about Memorial Day and the Memorial Day events they'll attend on your behalf today. Next hour, we're going to do a talk radio town hall. We are doing a lot of those, especially focused on the June 14th gubernatorial race. And Paul Sorum is a name you don't hear a lot, but he is a candidate for governor. He is a Republican. And when you go to the ballot, when you go to the polls, rather, and you look at your ballot on June 14th, you're going to see three names there. One of them is Paul Sorum. He'll join us today on the program for Talk Radio Town Hall, okay? But do me a favor. Think about somebody. If you can't make it to a particular service or you can't attend something today, think about someone you know or a family member, whatever, that died serving this country, and remember them today because today is about honoring them. And if you'd like to give a shout out to a family member, want to talk about someone again who died serving this country, we have the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Make it nice and easy for you. Just call 855-200-1776. Press 1, allows you to leave a message and just share a story about your loved one. Or just give us their name, whatever you'd like to do. We would appreciate that. Senator Heidi Heitkamp is here. Hello, Senator. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Very good. Now, Bismarck Mandan probably does the best of any of our communities across the state of really recognizing what today is all about, don't they?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, you can't but get choked up when you see all the people, literally, you know, people walking miles to get to the Veterans Cemetery. It's full and people are there standing by the graves of their loved ones. It really is a remarkable event, especially the one at the cemetery.
There is a special remembrance just at 11 o'clock today where Governor Dalrymple has called on all North Dakotans to observe the president's request that Americans unite in prayer at 11 a.m. and a moment of silence be observed at 3 p.m. for the national moment of remembrance. There are things going on today. How do you traditionally honor these veterans that have died, Senator?
Well, if you grew up in a small town, especially in the southeast corner of the state, each town had their celebration. You know, Ledgewood, you always went to 4th of July. Morton was Labor Day. Manador, the town I grew up in, was Memorial Day. And my dad was the commander of the VFW probably for 20, 30 years. And so every year we had a very amazing family ritual. We all get up very early with my dad because we all wanted to see if he could fit in his Army uniform. Most of the time it didn't quite meet in the middle, I have to confess. And then he basically, marshaled all the guys to go out and do the work at all the cemeteries. My mom would go down to the memorial, down to the VFW hall and begin the big lunch that would be served for everybody in the surrounding area. And so Manador was a place that Memorial Day was our celebration. And when you were Ray Heitkamp's kids and during Heitkamp's kids, it was the day when you were cleaning pots and pans at the memorial or at the VFW hall and, honoring what men and women have done for building this country and certainly serving this country in uniform.
That stays with you, though, doesn't it? Now
It sure does. Memorial Day, you know, to me, Memorial Day is our holiday. You know, it's Manador's holiday.
Yeah, that's neat. Do you remember the first time that you heard about someone you knew dying overseas or dying in conflict serving this country?
Well, when I was in high school during the height of the Vietnam War, and so not only did you worry about the people you knew who were there, you knew family members who had lost members, and service members in Vietnam. And so, you know, my husband and Glenn Pomeroy and a lot of people in our generation are named after cousins or uncles who died in World War II. And so you understood that. But when you were in high school and your friends were dying and the brothers of your friends were dying, it was very personal. And so for me, Vietnam, my very dearest friend in undergraduate, her brother was killed in Vietnam, Stan Otmar. And I don't think his mom and dad ever got over it. But, you know, the one thing, Scott, you kind of teased this up for me about, you know, who did I want to talk about? And you know and I know that Agent Orange continues to kill so many of our Vietnam veterans, you know, even after they've taken off the uniform for 30, 40, 50 years. A lot of these men now are suffering the consequences of Agent Orange. I worked with someone like that guy by the name of Bill Brower, who ran the BCI when I was the head of when I was Attorney General, and he died of Agent Orange related illness as a result of his service in Vietnam. And so I think it's really important that we also think about those folks who are still suffering the consequences, whether it's, you know, what they were exposed to in the Gulf or what they're exposed to here, whether it's post-traumatic stress. We have a lot of people who still are suffering, not just emotionally and mentally, but also physically from the consequences of their service.
Why is that a tough sell? I really have, the VA thing that's going on, thankfully not here, but in a lot of other places. An issue as recent as, you know, not long ago, we had the VA secretary comparing the waits to Disneyland. You just go, seriously? I don't know how in the world what you just talked about in dealing with, you know, with, is it money? Is it, we gotta make sure this problem is real? Why is there a holdup?
I think it's like every other institution. If you don't have the attitude of what you do, I will tell you when servicemen when our veterans come to me about the Fargo VA, the first thing they say is, I get treated like a king. I get treated like I'm very special. That's why I want to go to the VA. And so it's about the attitude, not just of the people at the top, but the people every day who go to work. And so a big shout out to our VA hospital in Fargo. I think they exactly reflect what you and I would want them as public servants to reflect on behalf of our veterans. Unfortunately, that attitude isn't you know, overwhelmingly pervasive in the VA. And then we make bad policy decisions. You know, we promise people we'll give you a choice card. You can get health care where you can, and that promise hasn't been fulfilled. Too much bureaucracy, too much cost. So we just have to keep at it. You know, I don't know what it is about this country, but the cost of war doesn't end when the gunfire stops. It ends when the last veteran who was in that war gets the services that he or she earned. And that's the way we need to look at it.
No question about it. Senator, thanks for taking the time. Look, I know there's North Dakotans that want to be at different events that can't be there. We, as North Dakotans, appreciate the fact that our elected leaders are there and honoring those that have died serving this country. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Scott.
Short break. Come back. Congressman Kramer with his thoughts. Senator John Hovind with his. It is a special Memorial Day edition of What's On Your Mind. Talk Radio Town Hall next hour. Stay tuned for that and more coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
When I'm in the market for a new vehicle, I know what I want. Make, model, color options. I know exactly what I'm looking for. I called S&S Motors and I said, look, here's what I'm looking for. Can you find it? They had it in a day. Great price. They have a custom vehicle buying service. You tell them what you want, they'll find it at below market prices. Great service department, too, in Watford City. Check them out online at snsmotorsinc.com or call Gianna Brandt at 701-444-2341. Great service department, too. Call Sonia for your service, 701-444-2341.
Please vote on June 14th. Hi, Tom Pryor with the North Dakota Family Alliance, encouraging you to cast your vote during the June primary. Not only is it a civic duty, it's an honor and a privilege. Before you vote, ask the candidates where they stand on life, marriage, and our First Amendment rights of religious exercise and conscience. Remember, your vote is important. Make sure those receiving your vote share your values. And once again, the North Dakota Family Alliance encourages you to vote your values on June 14th.
Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right. That sore neck I had is gone. The tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support. Keeps your spine aligned perfectly as you sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Memorial Day program will take place in Bismarck. Bismarck Mandan really does this well. They just, as Senator Heitkamp said, the Veterans Cemetery is, of course, the perfect location for it as well. And they've really done a very nice job of putting this all together. AmVets Memorial Day program starts in less than an hour, 10 today at the Heritage Center in Bismarck. And then the Memorial Day observance is at noon at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. So, very well done. Very well done. We're brought to you in part today by, on this special Memorial Day program, the North Dakota Oil Can program. North Dakota Oil Can. North Dakota Oil does. Still a lot of buzz from the visit of Donald Trump to the Petroleum Council, Williston Basin Petroleum Conference last week in Bismarck. Mostly because of the substance of the speech. You know, that was a policy speech is what it was. And yet there was an element of a rally because there's so many people there. Other policy speeches that the candidate has done have been done, like, you know, with a small group of people. This was a very large group, obviously. But I thought it worked pretty well. And just a lot of industry chatter about what he said. And but for some really ill-informed columnists, Jack Zaleski especially, the Fargo Forum yesterday, couldn't have had a bigger misread of Donald Trump's speech. I don't know why I allow myself to be disappointed in columnists or media, because they have an inherent bias, honestly, against someone like Donald Trump and against someone like the oil industry. So I shouldn't be surprised when I read it, but when you were there and when you know the truth of the reaction and how it was received and how important it is to the jobs and everything else, you want to, you know, just go, what are you thinking? You know, but anyway, today is not the day for that. But it was, I'd encourage you, if you haven't had a chance to just review it, to do it. And I also went back and looked at the press conference the other day. Very good. Anyway, find out more at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. Kudos again to the North Dakota Petroleum Council and the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference, along with one of their members, Harold Hamm, and Congressman Kevin Cramer for getting Donald Trump here. It was certainly a big, big week. We're brought to you also in part today by our friends at PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. A lot of driving to and from on this holiday. Fill up at PetroServe USA. They'll give you a choice on everything from E10, E15, which you can put in any vehicle, on up to E85 for a great bargain. And head inside and fill up on the 4-for-4 special, hot stuff, personal pan, pizza, 2 cookies, and a 20-ounce drink. 4 items, $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better. The folks that are connecting North Dakota's cornfields and soybean fields with North Dakota's oil fields. Congressman Kevin Cramer is here to join us on our special Memorial Day edition of What's on Your Mind. Your calls, questions, comments are welcome for any of our folks as we're live today. And also love to hear a shout-out to anyone you know who died serving this country, what Memorial Day is all about. Congressman Cramer, welcome. How are you?
I am excellent. Thank you, Scott. That's it's a great day to be alive and in the United States of America and to go commemorate in whatever way we can the incredible sacrifice that gives us this awesome freedom that is unprecedented in the world, and just a rich, rich day as always.
How will you spend today?
Yeah, so I have sort of this tradition since I've been elected to Congress where every Memorial Day morning at 10 a.m. I go down to the Heritage Center here in Bismarck and participate in a local event that the local Bismarck-Mandan veterans organizations put on. And each year one of the veterans organizations sort of takes the lead. This year it's the Disabled American Veterans, and generally it's both senators, the governor, and I, and a whole bunch of other folks that get together and can remember and participate in the ceremony. And then we drive out to the Veterans Cemetery south of Mandan, which I would encourage anybody who's never been there to just, it's worth, it's a trip all by itself just to go and see this incredible cemetery. And thousands of people will no doubt gather because it is a perfectly blue sky day today in Bismarck, Mandan, and we go there and participate in a memorial service that's just so inspiring and rich to be out there. So that's how we do it every year, and I suppose that could change, but so far this has been the tradition.
Is there a particular veteran that has died serving this country or in conflict that you think of on this day?
You know, there really is, although I try hard to sort of view it from a high level, because it's just one of those things, you know, where you kind of want it to be about, frankly, in many respects, all 1.2 or so million Americans that did it, but that paid the price. But Tyler Orgard, it was a young man who, I had just been elected, probably a month into being elected, but not even being sworn in, when you might recall that we lost two North Dakota National Guardsmen in a roadside bombing, and Tyler Orgard was one of those. Tyler was a classmate of my daughter Annie's, and so I remember getting the word of this tragedy and thinking, oh my goodness, Tyler, I mean, little Tyler, you know, and I thought, first of all, when I got word of it, especially when I got official word from the National Guard, that it was the first time it occurred to me that as a elected representative of the people of North Dakota, that there was this sort of extra responsibility to all of this. And in fact, it confused me at first, Scott, and I don't know if I've ever shared this with you, but it confused me when I'm going to get emotional thinking about it. When they said, you know, at a certain time, I think it was 4 o'clock that afternoon, you would be free to contact the family. And I thought, and that you would, and then, you know, to share whatever you'd want to share. And I thought, wow, there's a clock, there's a time, there's appointed time when I'm free to do this. And I thought, but why would they want to hear from me? Because this new office, why would I suddenly impose myself on their very personal tragedy? And quite honestly, Tyler's family has helped me deal with this in a rather important way. His mom, Josie, his dad Jesse, his sister Christy. Christy's just become a wonderful. I love whenever I get to see her, just out and about. But they helped me sort of deal with this responsibility thing, because I thought, why just because I'm a politician is somehow my expression of sympathy more important? Well, it's not more important, except that it carries with it the expression of another 700,000 or so North Dakotans. And that we have this rare opportunity in public service to represent everybody's gratitude and sympathy. So I think of Tyler a lot. In fact, I often go to his grave.
That's what today's for. And a good story. Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you on Wednesday.
Always a pleasure. Look forward to it.
Recap quite a week last week. Holy buckets. Home of the free because of the brave. Happy Memorial Day, friends. Senator Holman, when we come back, your call's welcome to right here.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook. the creator of Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream. Bee Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. Bee Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but Bee Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. Bee Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bee Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at beespa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Happy, I was going to say happy Memorial Day. It's not a happy Memorial Day, but it is a happy day in North Dakota in the sense the sun is shining, summer feels like it's here, and sadly most folks kind of tend to go, oh, nice day, head to the lake, nice day, head to the backyard, right? Let's do this Saturday thing. And it's human nature, I understand. I'm not going to preach here and lecture anybody. I would just say this, that whatever you're doing on this day, the holiday, the freedom was really bought with the blood of the men and women of our military. Okay? Those amber waves of grain. You think about all the great things you love about America. We don't have them if there's not people willing to put themselves in harm's way and ultimately die in service to this country. Today, Memorial Day, is about them. Those that have died. Specifically those that have died in conflict, really. So, at a minimum, think of someone you know. No doubt you do. No doubt you do. I, in fact, remember quite well, right after the war in Iraq began, and shortly after 9/11. And, you know, it was, in my mind, something that was necessary, right? So I'm on the radio day in and day out, talking with listeners, some who agree, some who disagree. And I remember that first casualty of someone that I knew. It was Michael Hermanson. Knew his mom. And it brushes you back. I'll never forget walking into the church, First Lutheran, downtown Fargo. You see the coffin there. And all the words you say in support of that effort run through your head to say, was it worth this? And boy, it's hard. Especially hard if you give up a family member, a loved one. The ultimate sacrifice. Pretty darn tough. Those are the folks we should think about today on Memorial Day. Senator John Hoeven joins us next. Tell us about his plans for honoring those who died serving this country on this Memorial Day. Senator, welcome. Thank you.
Scott, good to be with you.
You remember the first time as governor that you walked into a service or met the family members of someone who was under your command as commander-in-chief of the North Dakota Guard that had died in service?
You know, unfortunately, while I was governor during the war on terror, you know, we lost, all in, we've lost 14 members of the Guard and Reserve and Armed Services. And I remember how difficult it was conveying to the families, you know, our heartfelt thanks and appreciation, but, you know, just deep grief for the loss of our loved ones. And one of the toughest things that I've had to do as governor and as senator.
It really is. And to lay down your life in service of country is something pretty extraordinary. Certainly worthy of this day, Memorial Day, where we can take some time and remember them and honor them. And I hope everybody does, regardless of what you're doing today. As a member of the congressional delegation, serving our great state and the citizens here You're representing us at some events today. Tell us a little bit about how you spend Memorial Day.
Well, like you say, the first thing is, you know, today is about remembering and honoring those who made the ultimate sacrifice. And, you know, we need to keep our veterans and our men and women in uniform in our hearts and prayers every day. But today is a special day to thank and honor those who made that ultimate sacrifice. Matter of fact, I'm headed over right now to the Heritage Center where the veterans groups host a service, memorial service for our veterans. And that's at 10 o'clock. And, of course, public's invited to 10. We always get a good crowd. Fill the arena there. And then at noon, we'll be out at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan. That's hosted by the North Dakota National Guard. And again, you know, we get a great turnout. Usually in the thousands. Often have a flyover. I'm not sure if we're scheduled for a flyover this year, but we've had our Black Hawk helicopters that the Guard flies. Sometimes a B-52 from our Air Force Base. And then they have this French cannon they fire. You know, it's about a 1900 vintage, and they fire a 21-gun salute. And it's really kind of wonderful. But it's just a great setting to be there with our veterans at the Veterans Cemetery in Mandan.
You know, Donald Trump was here last week, laid out a pretty significant energy blueprint of what his administration would look to do, and has made, as have others. Congressman Cramer talks about this all the time, the link between our national security and our energy security. Does that help, do you think? I know I was reading some things in the papers yesterday, and I'm not surprised, but you got some columnists and others that sort of poo-poo this. But, I, you know, you're such a champion of how we do things in North Dakota, doing it on the national level. It seems like if we're able to do what has been done in North Dakota and replicate that across the nation with a good, sound energy policy, you would have less need to send the men and women of the armed forces overseas to protect resources. Am I right?
Yeah, Scott, of course you're right. You know, I spent a fair chunk of my life building up our energy resources and our ability to produce energy here in North Dakota and of course, now at a national level. And, you know, North Dakota, I think, is leading the way for the country. We're an energy powerhouse, and we're going to continue to be. And we're also a great innovator. I mean, we're not only producing more energy, we're not only competing head-to-head with OPEC and Russia, and we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to win. And we're going to have the best environmental stewardship. We've got the best technology. We've got the best people. And you are right on. It's not just about growing our economy and gaining jobs. It's national security through energy security. We don't ever want to have to send our men and women anywhere to defend our ability to get energy because we can produce it right here at home. Our men and women defend us here at home for freedom and liberty and will always be a beacon of freedom and liberty in the world. But a big part of that is energy for ourselves and our ability to provide energy to our allies as well.
Senator Heitkamp was here earlier. I want to talk a little bit about some things that that are happening in Congress on behalf of veterans. And I know today is a day of honoring those that have died in the service of this country, and we need to do that. But we also obviously have other ways we can take care of veterans that have been wounded or hurt. She mentioned specifically the Agent Orange situation still being an issue. I don't know if that one is the top of your list or which one is, but what can we do better in the way of taking care of our vets?
Well, the thing that I've really been working on, Scott, is making sure that our veterans have access to both health care and long-term care, you know, in their local communities. We have a good VA, as you know, in Fargo. They do an outstanding job, our health center, our VA health center in Fargo. And then we have CBOX, community-based outpatient clinics around the state at a lot of our communities. But our veterans also need access to health care through the private providers, through the local health care providers. When they need services they can't get from the VA, you know, close to home. And so what I've been working on is, and of course, we voted it through year before last. It's Veterans Choice, but it's not working the way it needs to work. Our veterans are having to go through this third-party provider called HealthNet, and they're not getting their appointments, and the private providers aren't getting paid timely. We have to fix that. So I'm working on a pilot program for North Dakota that would enable our veterans to go directly to the VA or to call the VA to get their appointments and so forth with a private provider in their community. That, and then making sure they have access to long-term care and home-based care, and that they're able to get VA reimbursement for that, both the nursing homes and the in-home providers. That's the kind of health care and long-term care our vets need. And I tell you what, it's not an easy proposition, but I'm just not going to give up on it. I'm going to keep working it until we get it.
Love the idea of a pilot project here. Show them it can work, right?
Yeah, and we're into it. I mean, we're working on it. We're into it. It isn't set yet, but we're getting that. And I hope over the next month or so to be there, and so that those vets, they call the VA for an appointment, even when they're getting an appointment from a local health care provider, and then the local provider will give them that good service and get them in right away because they know they're going to get paid by the VA. That's what we got to get to.
Is there a particular veteran that died serving this country in conflict that you think of when Memorial Day comes around?
You know, there's so many, and there's so many that the families I know that I've had to call. What I would single out for me is not an individual, but our North Dakota National Guard. I've met those guardsmen, and some of them have made that ultimate sacrifice, and I've kind of lived that with them and with their families. And so I particularly think of the sacrifice. I mean, I think of the sacrifice of all of our veterans, my family members, active duty, reserve. But I have a special, closeness with the Guard because of my 10 years of service as the governor.
Very interesting. Well, thank you for doing what you're doing today and honoring those veterans on behalf of those that can't be there. And the Memorial Day program starts at 10 at the Heritage Center, so you still have time to zoom over there if you're in Bismarck, Mandan, or the region. The Veterans Cemetery, a beautiful observance for Memorial Day, is at 12 noon out at the Veterans Cemetery. That's at 1825 46th Street in Mandan. Anything else you want to share, Governor or Senator?
Well, Scott, just again, thanks to our wonderful veterans, all those who serve today, those who are in harm's way today, God bless them and God bless America.
Thank you very much. We'll see you soon. Take care.
Take care.
Senator John Hoeven, our guest today. Nice to hear that they're doing what they're doing on our behalf to make sure we're represented at those events. Good ones. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. You know, they're not another sprayer company. Just, go there or go there. No, this is they're a cut above. The sprayer company that others are talking about, in fact. In a windy spring, drift can become a worry to producers often, right? Apache sprayers have an electronic drift management system. So you actually select your droplet size and keep that through the whole day, no matter what speed you're traveling. No kidding. That's what they do in High Plains Apache. They have the ET Egg on-site retail store, 50,000 sprayer parts when you walk in the door. Chances are they have what you need. Everything from spray tips to pumps to hoses, fittings, valves, and more. And, of course, with the added ET Egg Center, they're able to offer parts that fit every brand of sprayer now, not just the Apache sprayer. And remember that. Banjo fittings, bulk hoses, liquid fertilizer parts, any brand, they have it. All your application parts, any make, any model, at High Plains Apache. They're at 1701 East Side Court, crossing the Bonanza Mandan. If you take exit 60 on High 29 south of Fargo to Frontier, you'll find them right there. High Plains, or online at highplainsapache.com. Highplainsapache.com. Al Carlson tomorrow on the program. House Majority Leader, Republican from Fargo. Legislature's been in the news and been in the middle of this gubernatorial campaign, so we'll give a chance to talk about that. Next hour, a talk radio town hall, too. Lots to come. More Memorial Day talk after this.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Walking into a PetroServe USA location is like walking into mom's kitchen after she's been baking. The smell of those cookies, the fresh-baked buns. How about a piping hot pizza right out of the oven? Come on into a PetroServe USA location near you and take advantage of this deal. A hot stuff personal pan pizza. A 20-ounce drink of your choice and two of those fresh-baked cookies. Four items, $4. All day, every day at PetroServe USA. Lots of other great deals, too, including Giant Seeds, North Dakota made, $1.39. Hershey King-size candy bars, $1.09. big 24-pack of Ice Mountain Water. Yours for $3.07. That's a great deal. Jack Link's Jumbo Steaks, $1.79. And how about this? Deli Express Mega Italian, Mega Hickory Smoked Turkey, Cheese, Mega Smoked Ham and Cheese, the Mega Oven Roasted Turkey and Cheese, your choice, $2.99. At PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. Landowners, listen up. Have you considered joining the Northwest Landowners Association? The cost is small, the benefit is large. Landowners do not want to stop the progress of utilizing North Dakota's great energy resources. They do want to protect the land. If you're a member of the Northwest Landowners Association, you'll have access to premium information on the North Dakota Oil and Gas Division website. You'll also receive assistance and education regarding issues affecting your property rights. The Northwest Landowners Association hires a lobbyist to represent them at the North Dakota legislative proceedings. You'll be in the know with printed newsletters and email updates regarding North Dakota's relevant natural resources news and meetings. If you own land in North Dakota, help us help you. Join the Northwest Landowners Association today. Go to nwlandowners.com. nwlandowners.com. And join the Northwest Landowners Association today.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Greater love hath no man than this, for the man lay down his life for his friends. Isn't that what those who have died serving this country have done? Laid down their life for their friends, their family, this country? So what do we do? Spend some time to honor them. Think of them. That's what today is all about. If you have a family member, a friend, any loved one, just anybody that, what do you think of on Memorial Day? When I say someone who died serving this country, I have uncles that served in World War II. They didn't die in service. You still remember them and thank them. And three of them are buried at Fort Snelling in Minnesota, beautiful place. But Memorial Day is really about remembering and honoring military personnel who died in the service of their country, particularly those who died in battle or as a result of wounds sustained in battle. Veterans Day is a chance we get to say thanks to all of them. You have a family member you always think of on this day? You want to remember? You want to shout out? 855-200-1776. Press 1 to leave a message and do that, or you can call us live at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on What's on Your Mind. Brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. That's why I wanted to tell you about them. And My Pillow. We're the 4-for-1. Do you think there'll be some naps taken today? I'm sure there will. Part of the holiday, I understand. And just do me this favor before you drift off into the la-la land for a little nap today. Try and pull out of your memory bank someone you know that served this country, that died serving this country. And you'll have done your part on Memorial Day. Say a little prayer for them, okay? Do that. That's the least we can do. And then if you don't get a very good nap out of the deal, you're going to say, well, I really got to call Todd and Scott, and I just got to get my act together and get that deal, that 4-for-1 deal. My Pillow, the classic 4-pack combos, $99.98. That gives you two classic pillows, two go-anywhere pillows for $160 savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call 800-506-9028. Christina in Bismarck is on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Christina, hello.
Yes, I will try to shorten this up some, but I think it's really very sad, and maybe more people know about this than what I realize, but I don't hear too many people talking about it, that particularly during the Vietnam War, a lot of those guys were drafted. There were many that volunteered, but they went to serve their country, trusting that their country was going to back them up and give them the means to win the war, and they were not given the means to win the war. They could have won and put a stop to these ongoing wars, but war is big, big business. Who wants to stop wars when you make a lot of money from wars? And it's just really, really pathetic. And now we have all these veterans that can't get the proper medical care, and they're trying to correct this problem. But it was the military that covered this up. They didn't want to pay those guys benefits. The psychologists that evaluated them were military people. And it wasn't until there was a public outcry regarding this and more people got on the bandwagon that they finally stepped forward and started treating these guys for post-traumatic stress syndrome. And like the World War II vets, what they called shell shock, basically that was post-traumatic stress syndrome also. And I just think it's a terribly dishonorable thing that happened to these people who put their lives out to you know, win these wars, and this is what happened to them.
Yeah, I think we do a pretty good job of taking care of the vast majority of vets, but one that
I'm saying they were forced to do a good job finally, but it was they denied so many people. It wasn't until there was finally a public outcry.
Yeah, are you talking about Agent Orange?
What happened to change things?
Are you talking specifically about Agent Orange? You mean?
Agent Orange, even giving them the proper weapons, and like when they sent even some of these guys over to Iraq, those Humvees were not properly armed the way they should have been. They weren't actually military vehicles.
I remember the debate over the up armored vehicles. I think what happened there is the enemy was, you know, they're crafty, right? These people are unbelievable, and so they started using these IEDs that were more explosive than they anticipated getting, so they needed to bring more equipment over. It wasn't like they were like, hey, send them over there with some junk, and whatever happens, happens. Our military didn't operate that way. But
they did upgrade those vehicles, and they could have done that initially. They sent them over there knowing that those vehicles were not armed properly to...
That's true. That's what I'm saying. I think what they did was they sent the vehicles over for the battle they anticipated. The battle changed, and therefore then they upgraded the armored vehicle. The way you're saying is that they knew they were going to be putting them in harm's way with those armored vehicles not being equipped enough, and that isn't the case. So, you know, it's easy to get – look, the United States government could do a better job caring for veterans when they come back and giving them the tools. But listen to most of the complaints about how much is spent. Most of it is directed at the military, right? And you're suggesting spend more. I'm with you, Christina. Spend whatever is necessary to properly protect them. But I wouldn't get wrapped up into every conspiracy theory of saying, they're jamming it to them. And your earlier comment about all these companies that make money and everything else, that, you know, again, I don't think anybody is saying let's go to war so a company can make money. If there are contractors that are providing things we need, like the armored vehicles, they're going to make money. That is capitalism. Thanks for the call.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Imagine your bathroom transformed. A renovation that can happen in as little as a day. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnom to tell you about my friends at Bath Planet. Here's the deal. Bath Planet is here now and taking calls right now for free estimates where they come and show you what your bathroom will look like digitally with a new tub or a shower. That's right. You can trust these folks. Bath Planet offers stylish, low-maintenance, affordable bath products that transform an old bath into a beautiful, safe retreat you'll love. Their innovative products, their knowledge of accessibility solutions for the home, and exceptional designs are just a few of the reasons why Bath Planet is the nation's fastest-growing bath remodeling company. Plus, they've earned the distinguished Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. A lifetime warranty, made in the USA, 19 colors to choose from. Call now, 701-552-3289, 701-552-3289, or go to bathplanet.com/North Dakota for a free estimate.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.